Hold up. Notice how I'm literally just going step by step by step by step into each of the core ingredients that actually make up the core pillars that make up the journey you would take someone on to get them from their hell to their heaven, i.e. 50 grand to 100 grand a month or whatever it is, right?
Sell the metal!
Last week, I was challenged on a group call with about 15 of our clients. We had about an hour left of the call, and they challenged me to write 50 offers in 50 minutes. It just so happens that we didn't get enough time to do 50 in 50, but I did get the opportunity to do 15 in 15. And because I over-deliver, we ended up doing 16 in 16. So if you keep watching on, I will show you guys 16 offers that I wrote in 16 minutes that will all convert for your offer. Let's go. Do you know what the three main pillars of your offer are, Devin?
Oh, easy, me. Okay.
Devin Sandwich. That's right.
Three main pillars of my offer. So obviously leads will be one, although I don't talk about like that. The CRM, the nurture, the follow-up, as well as the coaching around the appointment setting and stuff. Just one-on-one calls and support.
And what is it on in particular?
The support. Usually, yeah. Honestly, fuck all. Usually we're just catching up. But I position it in a way like that we hold the handle and around the whole, along the whole process. I've spoken with loads of agents who sign up to a service and then they never speak to that person again and they're just throwing out leads and it's just like, that's it. Whereas I like to be like, we're actually doing this with you. We're always in communication. We can work with you to change it, change anything.
Yeah, that doesn't help me though. So I'm just going to pretend that you only have two. So what we're trying to identify here, right, is when I'm writing offers up, I want to make sure that everything we do, I mean, everything that we write is based on a pain point that we want on the sales call, and all pain points that we want on the sales call should come from the core pillars of your offer, right? So like if your goal with a client and your offer is say that you want to work with real estate agents and you want to get them from three deals a month up to say eight deals a month or whatever it is that it might be, you want to make sure that the three reasons that they aren't getting there right now, i.e. the core pillars of what you do and how you would help solve that, the main things that you are using as the core pillars in your content so that you can link back everything and every pain point in your marketing to the thing that your actual service solves, i.e. offer linking, right? It's why it's one of the best marketing tools that exist because the method behind it always makes sure that everything you do leads back to every piece of content, every offer you put out, everything to do with anything to do with your service is what leads your leads to it, your prospects to it, your future clientele, your ideal future clientele directly to you because they can see that everything you're doing is, you know, leading to their pain point and all of their pain points lead back to your offer. For the right person, everything else around that. So that's why we kind of do it this way. Everything should be done in that context.
Okay.
Just the pretending more than anything else. So leads has, with this scenario, we picked two pillars as opposed to the three. We'd normally pick three, but you'll be able to see what I do with these two here after that. Splits into like 40 offers.
Didn't you mention some team stuff? Wouldn't that be a pillar as well?
Not necessarily. I'll show you why and how not.
Okay.
So leads is going to be an offer. Okay, I'll put these into this first. Offer. Then there's going to be probably a landing page or an ad of some sort. So offer. I'm just going to put a landing page. You might have a lead format. I don't know. Just so you're aware, what we're doing right now is we are breaking down each of the core pillars of your offer into more of why that core pillar works or the reasons why it wouldn't or the core ingredients of that pillar working, if that makes sense, right? So it's like if it's leads, it's going to be offer, landing page, ads, whatever else it might be that might be the core reason as to why good leads that are ideal would come in. So that we can use those for stacks of different offers, angles, et cetera, et cetera.
So offer, landing page. Oh, actually no, offer, ads, then landing page. Offer, ads, landing page.
form. So what I'm doing here is like I'm breaking down like what creates a lead that you would actually want, if that makes sense, right? Because like first there has to be an offer, then there has to be a traffic source like ads, then there has to be a place for them to drop into, so like landing page, then there has to be a form, right, for them to fill out, and then they become a lead. Then there would be that's follow up. Then after that, it would have to be a contact, which can come in multiple different forms at the same time as well.
Define contact.
So as you can see with this offer, this core pillar, the things that would make up good leads would be an offer, ads, landing page, form, so the actual thing they fill out, and then the way that we contact them at the same time too. What we're going to do next is actually break down each of the core ingredients that would make up the good lead flow, the good ideal client lead flow, and break those down into different reasons why they would go right. So the ads, we're going to break it down into what would make a good ad and all of the stuff as well, because we can splinter all of these into unbelievably detailed and targeted offers that we can start running. That could be for a lead magnet, it could be for a hook in a content piece, it could be for some of you guys would even do for a VSL if you wanted, if that makes sense, right? The idea is just to be able to keep dissecting it until there's stacks of different ways we can do the same thing. Outbound dial.
Okay, cool.
Text could be a bunch of different things, right? We've got ads here. Ads, there is creative, and there is copy, audiences, budgets, all these cool things, right? Let's just call it creative, copy, and audiences for now, though. Landing page would have probably...
Video, copy.
Yeah, offer. Copy, offer, video. Might even be social proof.
Mm-hmm.
Then the form, we like forms.
That's just information.
Is it?
My ones are. Oh, no, that's not true.
Qualification questions. As you can see here, honestly, we are just breaking everything down, right? So like start with the core pillars, break the reason why each of those core pillars work really fucking well with the core ingredients of those, and then do it again under the core reasons why those would work. And you'll be able to come up with hundreds of angles for the way that you would splinter things back to the pain points you want on your sales call that always lead back to your service, your offer, your thing that you do, and making someone seem like you're the only person to do it for them as well.
So we'll just call it qualification questions. Yeah, I'm just going to leave it at that one for right now, because that actually has some, like for me, the way I'm going to angle this as an offer has unbelievably strong value to it.
Contact is going to have a script. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Cool. I'm going to go with 8. I'm going to give you guys a couple of different things at the same time too. The follow-up though, we've got follow-up. Damn, son.
Damn.
CRM, I'm guessing.
Yeah, and then there'll be SMS, email.
So follow-up. Okay, so it's SMS.
Now that we've done it for the first pillar, it's going to do it for the same for the second. We can blast through this so you can not be bored by watching me do it.
Because that all comes under the CRM. Well, it's done through the CRM.
Oh, okay. Oh, fucking hell. Look what you've got done for me. Pipeline, SMS, we have script as well. Email, we have copy again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. I'm going with this, right? That's it. Fuck you. That's what's happening. Okay, let's do this. So the goal is 15 in 15 minutes, right?
Do you want me to set a timer for you?
Nope.
So now we're about to get into the juicy stuff, right? The goal here now is that I wanted to do, because I had 15 minutes left, I wanted to do 15 offers in 15 minutes. We're about to get into the examples of the offers that we can splinter off and link back to your offer, right? Using the offer linking method to actually get people to opt into something or download something or directly reach out to you to say, yes, I'd like to work with you on XYZ, all from the actual core ingredients that actually make your offer up that would make someone want to purchase and like today.
Okay. Two-step swipe. Actually, I'll go to the actual one that we have here. So I'm going to put cash files.
As a huge sidebar, just so you're aware, something that I never do is I never write offers cold, meaning I have an analogy that I use for our clients, and I think I have to give you the full thing first, which is there are
like if you were to go to the gym, right? There are pre-workout supplements and a nutrition guide that you would need to follow prior to going to the gym, right? Like pre-workout supplement, you know, like some of the old ones like Jack 3D and Mesomorph would just pretty much fucking crack in a can. I used to sell them, I know. And the whole purpose of it would be so you have an amazing workout prior to it, right? Same with food. You want to make sure you are hydrated enough, and which is fucking hard with those pre-workout supplements. And eating the right foods to make sure you get the right pump and all the good stuff that would make the workout good, if that makes sense, right? When it comes to writing offers or angles or hooks, like I just never do it cold. I never go into the gym without having my pre-workout or sufficiently fed. And when I'm about to go into the gym of writing offers, my goal is to make sure that my mind has been primed to write offers by going and having my offer writing diet prior to going into the actual offer, into the offer writing itself. Because when I do that, I tend to write significantly better offers at the same time as well. And if you guys would like a copy of the swipe file that I use to actually do this, just comment the word swipe below. That would be really helpful. And I will make sure that someone reaches out with that swipe file for you at the same time as well. It's everything I look at to write the offers that we typically put up. It gets updated. There's always new things in there. There's direct offers. There's two-step offers. There's call to actions. There's different hooks. There's different angles. There's about 40 in there that we constantly update at the same time as well. And it might help you make sure that your offer diet prior to writing offers is unbelievably nutritious and putting you in a position where you can actually get the best offers the quickest without having to think too much about things once you've done the process and running you through here right now.
Cool. So I'm just going to use this one. Putting together an SOP on the creatives we use in our ads that help produce 450 listing appointments for your agent's team in the last 90 days. Cool thing is that the conversion rate, because of these creative changes, was 85% on the listings. You do the math. Want a copy of the SOP so you can get the same too? One.
Cool. So we are one down now. Something worth mentioning when I'm writing offers like this, right? Like I like putting something in there that makes someone want it, right? Like 450 listing appointments in 90 days and then an 85% conversion rate on the listings that came from that creative, if that makes sense, which is obviously the first thing there in the ads, which leads to the actual leads being better for the real estate agent or whatever it might be. I'm always trying to make sure that there is a wow factor to it. It needs to have a big wow factor. Because otherwise, if it's just, hey, here's to show you how we can get some listings, it's not anywhere near as important as the evidence that shows this thing was able to produce 450 listings that converted in the space of 90 days. It makes someone go, ooh, that's relevant. It works. It's a big result. And I feel comfortable enough knowing that if I take this and use it, it's going to work really well. But you get the opportunity to chat to that person and ask what they're doing right now. And you know, you can get into a sales conversation at that point in time too. But always looking for something big, always looking for evidence, always making sure that it's true. If it's not true, you're a piece of shit. Don't do that. Oh, wait. We're number one down. 15 to go.
Copy for ads. Let's just pick one, random one. Wow, I figured it out. Wow. Figured this shit out. 47 listing appointments spread across your team every month with our new Chris copy ad framework. All you need to do is swipe copy, run it to your list. I can run it into your ad account and you can probably get the settings all better. Want a copy of the copy swipe bar so you can get started this week?
Like for each of these two, right? Like something to mention. Also, two down. What's that like? 3 minutes? King of this shit. What I'm looking to do here, right, is the person we're working with wants to attract real estate agents that actually have a team, not the broke real estate agents themselves. So we need to make sure that all these office hooks and angles lead back to someone who would understand that, oh shit, this This guy can help someone that helps people that have teams. Bit of indigestion, might die, it's okay. The purpose of this is that someone who is a higher level entrepreneur, someone who's got a big business, they graduate from problems. Meaning that if you talk about leads to someone who has graduated from a lead problem, they typically disqualify you as an option for someone to be able to help them scale to the level that they want to get to in some way, shape, and form. And what we're looking to do is make sure that you are making the offers relevant to the psychology of the prospect and ideal client that you want to work with, right? So if you don't want to work with brand new guys, you need to make sure it's speaking to something that's a problem that's relevant to a team member of theirs. And you kind of need to identify who owns the problem. And what I mean when I say that is like the problem owner for a real estate agency owner, right, or a brokerage owner, the problem owner may actually be the real estate agent, but the person responsible for getting that problem solved and fixed is the brokerage owner, right? And in many cases, what you can do is communicate like, hey, this fucking sucks. I know you're really worried about whether you're losing or whether you may lose your real estate agents that are working for you, the people that you want to be, you know, succeeding and all those things that come into living the best entrepreneurial life. But things aren't working out so well. And here's how we fix that for someone else's team, not just a real estate agent. If you can get that right, really easy to get people who are higher level to understand that you're the right fit for them because you know how to deal with the issue they're actually experiencing and what they're actually going through, i.e. scared of losing team and wanting team to succeed as opposed to just wanting leads. Leads is a low quality problem that low quality people want solved. So don't fuck with that. But oh yeah, two down. We do these too, right? Like I'm looking at these and I'm looking at them as it's like, you give them the thing and you ask them like, hey man, are you guys running your own rounds or not right now? Like, would it help you out if I hopped on and had a quick look to see how they are being run? If you are, maybe I can see if there's any tweaks or whatever else that it is that might be able to help you actually get to XYZ goal and fix things up for your team or whatever else it is at the same time too, right? Like, that's the angle I'd be coming from all that for there. By the way, is this helping you, Devin?
Yeah. Would you recommend doing that? I've never really done that or thought about doing that. If they're running ads before, do you want to jump on a call and I can see if I can make them better?
If they're not getting what they want from the ads, yeah. Like if they are not getting what they want from their ads, then absolutely. Why wouldn't you?
Yeah, okay. And would I ever try and transition that into a sale or would I just be helpful and then continue the relationship?
On what planet would it not be an easy transition from like, hey man, like,
I don't know.
Would it help you out if
we did it for you?
Better?
Yeah. Okay, I got you.
Right, like, what do you think would change if better?
I've never thought about it like that before.
Audiences, the difference between getting a homeowner who wants to sell right now versus someone who is just considering getting an appraisal, see how much it costs, how much they might get, because that's a pain point, right? Like, don't people want to sell now as opposed to there being people who just want to, you know, test something, if that makes sense, right? Is the audience you market to. Get it wrong, you'll forever drown in time wasters. Get it right, you'll be swimming in people who want to sell now. That's like our client, Shujat was able to produce 153 listing appointments from a simple audience change in their ads. Had no idea could shift. Definitely had no idea could shift that quickly. I have to put together a 3-page SOP on the top audiences, RE agents. Want a copy? This is a pain-based offer, right? Pain being every listed agent knows all the people who are time wasting and just looking for, just see what the worth of my house is as opposed to looking to fucking sell, right? The hook in this is making sure that there is something that would have someone understand and see and believe that if they had the right audience who were in a position where they did want to do something because they had the right hooks and pain points that they were marketing in their marketing, they could have a much different looking outcome, just like our client Shuj, who was able to do the same with XYZ, right? So you're installing a new belief over something they thought was hard in the previous period of time, and now we're cooking with gas to help get people in who already experienced that and want to get better, because we have evidence to prove that it already worked. And now we are number three down. Let's keep going though. So what am I doing here, right? I'm just picking every part of the actual offer, every part of your service delivery and turning it into an offer of some sort. And none of these aren't true, by the way, right? And what I mean when I say that is obviously the results are being made up right now, right? However, there is truth in all of them as to how the actual result comes about, right? And a simple audience change can make a huge fucking difference to the way that their actual campaigns are run. So it's audience, copy, creative, right? It could be any of the three that make the huge impact, but who says it can't be the audience in this context if that's true and that is true for what you've done in the past, right?
Mm-hmm.
Number four.
I understand.
How good is understanding things?
That's fucking mean.
Four. Want to see the 16 offers that we use to fill up all of your agents' calendars with people who already want to sell their house. Fill up your agents' calendars with listing appointments. Notice that? Fill up all of your agents' calendars, not their calendars. With people who already want to sell and sell now, proper listing. So obviously, one of the 16 offers that we use to fill up your agents' calendars, not yours, right? So differentiate there if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Who wants to see the copy we use on a monthly basis for all RE agent? Also, hold up. Notice how I'm literally just going step by step by step by step into each of the core ingredients that actually make up the core pillars that make up the journey you would take someone on to get them from their hell to their heaven, i.e. 50 grand to 100 grand a month or whatever it else it is, right? When we're working with someone and actually building out their offer linking framework, the actual tree that you can sort of see there to help come up with all those angles and all kind of stuff, the biggest reasons to why we do that is so we can break it down into all the core ingredients that make your offer really fucking work and then come up with evidence based off each of the different ingredients. So there's never something you can't market. So you never have something that you can't market, might be a better way to describe it. And you're always, always, always going to be able to find a new angle to attract people for the same fucking thing. And it just becomes limitless in opportunities as to how you can actually get more people who are the ideal client fit. And that you definitely, absolutely, unequivocally know that if they opt into something or reach out to you, it 150% of the time is linked back to your core offer, the problem that you solve, and the thing that you want them on a sales call with and for you on. I.e., the benefit of offer linking is you do this, every single person you speak to is going to be the right fit, and they'll already want what you're selling. How good? Teams that we work with that help produce not only listing appointments for the brokerage, but get everyone's calendars filled for a fraction of the price. That one may very well be that it's actually copied that gets run to a retargeted audience. So it's a fraction of the price, if that makes sense. Oh, that was five? We're on to six now. Let's fucking go. Or it could actually be copy that you guys use in an email to past database, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Could be a bunch of different things that could be. It's just the copy that we use on a monthly basis. Sorry, the copy we use on a monthly basis for all real estate agent teams that we use, right? And because in all of those scenarios, a fraction of the price would be true. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I get you.
Cool. Social proof. Who wants to see the six types of social proof? People who want to sell their house need to see that your agents keep getting wrong. Keep getting this wrong, and they'll forever have to keep cold calling. Right, we'll be able to produce inbound inquiries daily for each of them. Comment $6 below. I kind of like this offer too, right? It's like, who wants to see the six type of social proof that agents keep fucking up on? And if you keep getting this wrong, they'll keep having to cold call forever. But if you get it right, you'll be able to produce inbound inquiries daily with the people you actually want to work with, right? So it's like, if you show this evidence and this social proof, you can eliminate cold calling and always get daily inbound inquiries without needing to do anything different, right? It's a sexy offer. We're also at number six. It's done now. Cooked. So are you noticing what I'm doing here? Do you have questions as I'm going? Like, I'm just busting these out, right?
I like how you're referencing it back to, like, you're giving me so many ideas of different things I could be doing, even adding to my own offer or things that potentially I should be doing. But then
that's okay.
My brain is working.
Your brain is braining?
Yeah, surprisingly. It doesn't happen often.
Yeah, I'm with it. I'm there. Anyone else picking anything else out that's helpful to them and different ways to, I guess, add in hooks or whatever else that it might be to help out here for you guys at the same time too? So qualification, like, just if you guys do have things, like, I'm going to keep doing these, just, you know, throw out some questions or as I'm going through this, because, like, it might help you guys to ask questions as I'm doing this, just to figure out what am I thinking about, if that makes sense, right? That could be helpful to you guys too. So we use seven qualifying in our ads. Six of them eliminate time wasters. One of them makes sure they're wanting to sell right now. Want to see what the whole form looks like and eliminate time wasters out of Pipeline Forever.
Like, that offer right there is just, it would literally just, could just be a screenshot of the form, and it's just basic as fuck.
That was number seven, almost halfway there.
But you've positioned it in a way that's like, whoa, look at this new fucking cool thing. But it's nothing.
Yep. Well, no, sorry, it's nothing to you. Everything to them.
Yeah, I got you.
Right? Don't fall into the trap of thinking that it's nothing, because it, like, that could mean a completely different life for that person, quite literally.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Right? I think this is an interesting place to fall into sometimes, because it's like, what we think is nothing, our daily things that are actually genius changes to things, can actually be the things that they would kill to have someone do for them or have in their own world at the same time too.
Mm.
Right? Like, me doing this right now, right? I can
probably, that's nothing to you.
I can probably rip this and turn it into a lead magnet myself.
Yeah.
Right? It's nothing to me. It could be everything to someone else, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Script. Most of your agents are horrible on the phone. You didn't need me to tell you that, did you?
Most of your agents are horrible on the phone. You don't need me to tell you that, do you? What a pain point.
We have a script. We give all of our teams who work with us use when they call up the leads we get them.
Could I use this terminology even though if I don't work with any teams?
Yep. Oh, well, no, I always want truth in there, right? I like factual truth, if that makes sense, right?
Like, I did just sign on one brokerage.
Okay.
So I guess that's the truth.
Yeah, but irrespective, you just want to make sure that the truth sustains. So, like, make sure you do this with them and make sure that the result that comes from that at the same time too, right?
Yeah, mm-hmm.
So you're actually closer to probably having more stuff around this than you think at the same time as well, right?
Mm-hmm.
Agents are problems home. You didn't admit it till that, did you? We have a script we give all of our teams who work with us to use when the quality leads we get with them. Before installing this, okay, before using this, it was 1 in 23 they would convert. Now it's 3 in 23 that they don't. What would an additional 19 listing appointments per agent per month mean for the brokerage? Per agent per month mean for you and the brokerage? Want to see the script?
That's fucking sexy, bro.
Oh, I know.
That was your camera angle, by the way.
I'm sorry?
So was your camera angle, by the way.
Oh, I know. Gonna need more sides here, boys. All right.
It's not, I'm assuming you space them out so they look sexy and they're easy to read.
It's not the size of it, it's how you use it. If she says that, she's lying, by the way.
I never have that problem.
Yeah, me neither. Cool. So pipeline, right? Like, want to make sure your agents never lose a deal again. This pipeline has prevented 754 listings from falling through the cracks for teams I worked with in the last year. If an additional 745 listings doesn't sound like it would suck for you, comment pipeline below and I'll send over the pipeline setup structure. And you hop on a call and you find out how many deals are your guys losing.
Big problem. A lot of businesses losing money that could be collecting the pipeline. Having big results in achieving that for someone and sharing about it is always a good idea. Always. And that's 9. Almost out of fingers.
Pipeline, SMS. We send out a 3 SMS sequence to all of the leads that come in for your team. It's usually on Tech 2 that they self-book in for an appraisal within 24 hours. No extra work, just our cool automation doing its cool making you a money thing. I offered to send across a 3 message sequence so you could install it into your teams, so you could get your team to use it. Would that help you out? Almost there, boys.
Huge big offer on that one, right? Like, as you can, if you want to do a quick check in here, right? As you can kind of see, right? Like, each of the different offers that we put out are all different things that all lead back to the same offer. I've mentioned that a couple of different times, but a reason why that's important is because let's suppose you get one real estate brokerage owner, right? Who doesn't feel like he has a problem with leads, but he feels like he has a problem with follow-up, or he feels like his team have a problem with pipeline, or he feels like the quality of person coming through isn't as good as it could be, or they aren't making enough commission on each different deal at the same time as well. One person looking at the 7 different offers that you might put out, 6 of them might not hit for him, but one does. And then it's the same thing for each of the other 6 offers out of those 7, right? It's like 6 of them might not work for someone's brain, but that fucking one slaps for them. So you're always hitting, if you do this effectively and do it right, across a month, you should be hitting an angle or something that makes everyone in your audience go, oh, fuck, this guy can help me. Oh, fuck, this guy can help me. Because you're actually marketing different angles that always lead back to the exact same offer, no matter the pathway they take to get there. And you can attract a whole lot more of the audience for the stuff you already want to sell. It's much smarter.
Script, copy. We have a 17 email sequence that goes out to each of the leads that come in for your team. We've seen email 5 alone produce at least 443 listing appointments, but the entire 17 sequence has done well over 4,500. Want to see them? All right. If I offered to, is it brokerage owner? Is that what they're called? I don't know. I've never.
It's agencies in New Zealand and Australia, brokerages in America.
RE agency owners with 3 or more sales team under them. I offered to walk into your business and install our pipeline structure that proactively produces 453 listing appointments per month per agent without having to do a freaking cold call. Would you take me up on a demo call to walk you through how to do that?
That was number 12. Well, also, that was our first direct offer too, right? We added some direct offers in here as well. All the others prior to that were more like an opt-in type offer, lead magnet-y type thing. There's going to be some direct offers now for you.
I thought I'd chuck some direct offers in there too, right? 3 more to go, boys. Is this helpful for anyone? You guys watching this and saying like, because if like questions here might be helpful for you guys too, right? Even Devin, if you just want more, like that's fun too.
I'm happy to fucking keep getting this value, but if anyone else wants to jump in, I don't mind.
I can let you just go back to the front again, right? Like, so let's have a look up here. Want my listing system that helped our agencies grow from 5 sales to 17 sales team profitably? Comment listing below. What else?
13.
Want to see the pipeline playbook put together for RE agencies with three or more team. It shows you exactly how to run ads. It shows you exactly what offers to run in your ads to get listing for your team as early as tomorrow, and scripts that help them convert at 74% would be an additional 400k GCI to you per month. Let's see the playbook. I think we use that one. Writing a email marketing, a database email marketing for your agents to use to resurface dying listing leads from the dead and list them quick as this week. Want to copy? So I've reached the text limit apparently. Okay. So I've done 15, but this is Chris Morrison. I never do 15.
15, we've got one more to go. And I ended up in a position where I had to actually make another text box because I've done so many offers. Miro's going to get this shit together.
Bring together a checklist of the 17 things your landing pages need to have if you don't want anything less than 100 listing appointments coming in per month for you and your team. Get these 17 things wrong and your conversions will decrease. Get them right, you can see them converting at 75%. Want to copy the checklist? So if I can give you guys any insight as to how and what I'm doing here, right? The key things to take away is like, you must just have this super clear.
All right, boom. That puts us at 16 offers in, what was about 16 minutes, let's be honest, right? It was really 30, but give me a break. 16 offers in 16 minutes sounded a whole lot fucking cooler. Don't lie to me. What I think would be really helpful to understand here, right, is like if you get this right and you understand how to break your offer down into all those core ingredients and actually understand how to link everything that you put out offer-wise or lead magnet-wise or even content piece-wise back to the main thing that you sell that solves the biggest pain points that they have right now, that are the pain points that you want on that sales call, the likelihood of making sales really fucking easy for you is insane. One thing I want from you though is if you can do me a huge favor, in the comment section below, do me a huge favor, right? One of two things, or both if you feel really fucking kind and generous today. Number one, put the biggest takeaway you got from this in the comment section below so I can get some feedback and think about what you guys might want some more content around. Or number two is what was the biggest takeaway that you guys got from this anyway too? And I will see if I can create some more content around either the things you loved more about this or the things you'd like to learn more about at the same time as well. And maybe I can do some more offers that are specifically based to you, your target market, and things you would actually want to sell and sell well at the same time too, right? That's it for me. Thank you so much for watching the 16 offers in 16 minutes. My suggestion is that if you would like to learn how to do this as well, come and join Predictable Sales. I will build this out with you and I will show you specifically step-by-step how to splinter every bit of your offer into the world and only have people on sales calls you actually want to work with and have a sales call conversion rate of like 50% plus, no matter how big your team is. Hope you enjoyed it. Chat to you soon.